From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. This is the Dugout Podcast Nemesis episode, Yankees Baseball, MLB at large. TheBleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps now. You already know we are Yankees based. This is an exciting time to be a Yankees fan, especially if you're a fan of the KGYR Nation, the Knicks, Giants, Yankee Rangers. The Yankees holding it down. A tremendous series versus Houston, a tremendous series versus Cleveland getting the sweep. So we have a huge AL East rivalry matchup versus the Boston Red Sox on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So we're going to have a lot of discussion as far as what we saw in the games. I love what we saw in the Friday's game with the Andujar walk-off, with the single walk-off, and of course on Sunday with the walk-off home run by Gleyber Torres. But there's a lot of things I don't like what I saw in the games, but I don't want to nitpick, but those kind of raise a concern. We'll talk about all that stuff. Domingo Germán pitched excellent on Sunday. Sonny Gray was excellent. CeCe Sabathia has pitched very well. He gave us a good quality start. Unfortunately, he got the no decision because the bullpen couldn't hold their own on Friday versus Cleveland. But hey, what can we say? The bats came through. Torres, Neil Walker, Andujar, even Stanton. We could talk about Giancarlo Stanton as well, man, because a lot of these guys, man, they held their own, man. Let's talk about this, man. We got the Red Sox. I would have said this is the end-all, be-all. If the Yankees won two out of three or the Red Sox won two out of three, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the end of the world. I think the Yankees have done a great job getting back into the race of things early and often. So I'm really, really happy at the state of this team right now. Overall, for the most part, I really, really am happy, especially the way this has come together, especially with our infield. We still have Greg Bird in the wings trying to get back into the lineup. I know him taking some batting and stuff like that. I know we still have some injuries in the bullpen with Connelly and Warren, but hey, let's talk to the stakeholders because we're going to bring them on in the order that they call. Matter of fact, we'll introduce them real quick. We'll say hello to everybody first, get them on first, and then we'll get into the deep dialogue of what we saw. First, we'll go to Knickerbocker Avenue or Search for the Streets for the Knicks. Just say hello, Av, to the people, and we'll get everybody on, and we'll start off with you, Av, first. But first, how you doing, sir?
Good evening. Feeling great. Got the tingling feeling as soon as I put on those pinstripes because I'm slowing on. But let's bring them all on, brother.
Let's bring them on, man. Bring them all on. Let's go to Ray, KGYR Capital. Ray, just say hello to the people. How you doing? And then we'll get to the every other stakeholder and waiting to talk some Yankees baseball. Ray, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Just excited, man. This team is clicking all cylinders. So I got
it. It sure is, man. Let's bring on Dominic. Dominic, what's going on? How you doing? Say hello to the people.
Good evening, everybody. Let's roll, Steve.
All right, let's roll, and let's see. We got a call entering in 5635. Who is this? And say your name. So say hello to the people. Who's this? How you doing?
Hey, it's Jimmy. It's Jimmy from Jersey, man.
Jimmy from Jersey.
How you guys doing?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm a big Yankee fan. I love what I saw the opening weekend, man. We're on fire, buddy.
All right.
We're killing it.
Stay right there. We're going to go right back to you because we're going to start with Av and we're going to go right down the line. So if anybody who is not speaking, just mute your lines real quick. Everybody's going to have a turn to start off. But Av, let's talk about this this nice win streak. We have the sweep versus Cleveland. So Av, what's your thoughts, man?
Well, you have to also include the sweep of the LA Angels, towards the end of this, of last week. And you have to – usually when we head out west, I mean, in years past, it's usually one of those dreaded West Coast trips. Time around playing the Angels, going to Angel Stadium is almost like Yankee Stadium West because there's so many Yankee fans in the Southern California area that will go down there to see the Yankees. But it's been just a one – you get those – I had those tingles like those tingles of, you know, where I'm like getting giddy and I'm almost like tasting, you know, something special and amazing to happen from, you know, from this team, because the way they're, you know, the way they're pitching, the way they're hitting, the way they're getting, you know, they're getting themselves out of jams. You know, Domingo Herman, almost having a basically a no hitter. Of course, it's only the sixth innings, but you know what? It's whatever. I mean, at this point, I mean that is something amazing, especially, you know, for a kid who wasn't supposed to be, you know, an everyday starter. He's basically just filling in a spot. And then just, you know, the offense it's just been there. I saw the tweet that you put or that Facebook post you put on, Steve, you know, where Boone yanked them and then it just kind of went, like, fell all together, but the Yankees were still able to come out. And then, of course, that led to the walk-off by Torres, the youngest player or the youngest Yankee to ever, you know, hit a walk-off home run. That's amazing. And I'm so excited about what's going to happen, you know, what this kid's going to be able to provide for us going forward. Andujar, I'm falling in love with this kid and what he's able to do. We already know about Judge. Stanton is producing, but you know, I know that a lot of people are frustrated, but at the same time, you have to understand he is like basically the, like, when it comes to scouting reports, he is the main one. I mean, they almost forget Judge. They almost forget Didi. You know they already forgot about Gary, and Gary has to remind them every other time. So it's like, it's crazy how, you know, like how, you know, how we started the season back in April and how we are right now, one game out from currently holding the second best record in all of baseball, only a game under the Red Sox, and we're heading into that series. I'm not even worried about what happened the last time, you know, they faced the Red Sox, because that's a different team. The Yankees are hitting on all cylinders. They're, you know, the pitching has been on point. The bullpen has been you know, pretty decent. I mean, yeah, they have this, the wins, but luckily the offense is there to, you know, to kind of back them up. And of course, the offense it has been, if one don't get you, the other one will. If it's not Didi, it's Gary. If it's not Gary, it's Judge. If it's not Judge, it's Andujar. If it's not Andujar, it's Torres. If it's not Torres, it's like, you know, it's even Brett Gardner or Aaron Hicks. I mean, they're all hitting, you know, they're all getting quality at bats. You know, they're showing that, you know, that great patience of the, you know, of the early Yankee teams, you know, where they're wearing the pitcher out, and then once you get into that bullpen, exploit their weaknesses and make them pay for the mistakes, and the Yankees are doing that. So I will give Aaron Boone, as much as I give him, you know, hell for, you know, for some of the bonehead decisions he has made, I do kind of, like, you know, forgive them a little bit, because it is his first year, this is his first coaching job, and at the same time, he is making some right decisions, and, you know, you just got to feel excited if you're a Yankee fan. And, you know, walking around New York City, you can tell that I'm not the only one.
Let's go to Ray soon. Thank you very much, Ab. Ray, sound off on what you saw over the last week with the Yankees. Go back to the Angels series if you want to, the Houston series, of course, the Cleveland series, and we'll get to Boston later, but let's talk about what we've already done up to this point. Then we go to Dominic.
Man, listen. How do I begin with this? We're not playing bum teams. We're playing teams that are actually good. Anaheim, we swept them. Wow. But to take 3 out of 4 from Houston, that was huge. I didn't expect that, but we did. And I'm just amazed at how we went from the beginning of the season, starting off slow, to where we are now. Everybody's clicking on all cylinders. These young guys that we brought up from the minors, I'm Gilbert Torres, man. That home run the other day, oh, my God. This team right now is dangerous, and we only going to get better. See, that's the thing. That's the thing that I'm loving. We start getting better. We're coming back from games. I mean, like the Cleveland game the other day. We was down 4-0. If this was last season, we probably would have lost that game. Look at the difference of this year. This year, we're coming back from game. We're down 4 runs, 5 runs. We're coming back. And that's the thing I'm loving about this Yankee team right now. Herman the other day pitched a gem, you know, and it's just like, wow. Like, I don't know where to start. It's like every night and every game, somebody else steps up. It's like, this lineup is so potent that every time somebody steps up to win a game, and it's like, wow, like, it's just amazing how all cylinders, and I'm loving it. I am loving it. This is the Yankee team I expected to see, and I'm seeing it now, and it's just going to get even better and better, man. I mean, this team right now is just, wow. You don't even know, because there's going to get to the point where these teams don't even know who the hell they're going to pitch it to, because if they walk somebody, they got to worry about the next guy, and the next guy is probably going to end up hitting it. So it's like they don't know where to go now, and it's a good thing, you know, for us Yankee fans, because this is a team that we want to see. We've been expecting all year, and we're finally seeing it, and I'm just glad. I know Boone has made some suspect calls and all, but overall, you know, now this team that's starting to click, it's like, wow, like, and for a guy being the first year as a manager, first time ever being a manager, never mind, this team is just phenomenal. And Boone should be happy that, you know, this team is starting to click, and we just rolling with it. And I hope we keep rolling with it. And, man, that's all I got.
All right, that is Ray. Let's go to Dominic, Donardo DP. Overall, what you saw in the last week with the Yankees, and which, you know, what you strongly like or even dislike, and then go to Jim.
Good evening again. It's hard, Steve, to find something you don't like. But the only thing I couldn't get into was that early season run into the bridge and people getting nervous. And I always go back to, of course, being a Knicks fan, that I tend not to get that way with the Yankees, especially this team, because I think one of the only times I spoke Yankees with y'all is when we had a Knickerbocker fan forum. And the head scratcher to me now, because I can remember then when the Knicks was looking, excuse me, God, when the Yankees went and got Walker and the other guy, and I'm scratching my head because I actually follow some of the guys in the minors. I go to PA a lot, and I go to their stadium at Wilkes-Barre, and I'm thinking, you're looking for a third baseman and a second baseman, and we got Andujar, we got this guy Torres that we all heard of for probably the last 2 years, you know, a top prospect. What are we waiting on? I know he had a couple of injuries, and at that time it was a little head scratcher, but now we're starting to see it. But the biggest thing is, guys, you go back to that Astros series. If we could only rewind the clock a year, when we couldn't win in Houston, we outpitched them, we outhit them, we out everything them in Houston, where we couldn't even get out our own way last year. I know you can't go back in time, but the greatest thing is the Astros weren't playing those baby bombers no more. These guys had matured over a year. They knew what they saw. They saw what they couldn't do. Yes, Stanton makes a difference. He's coming around. But again, guys, if you followed him too and read about him, he don't get off to good starts historically. So watching them strike out 5-10 times in a week, yeah, you scratched your head because you was like, who is this guy? Not many guys watch the Marlins. Oh, we know he hit 58 home runs, 59. Is he really this guy? Well, no. He historically starts out slow. And again, with baseball, 162 games, there's no need to go to the bridge after 10, 12 games. Give us some time. But that was the most, yes, sweeping the Angels and Didi getting a curtain call on the road, that was great. But the Astros series, that was a bit much. And I heard something alarming, that in the 16 games that Torres has started, the Yankees are 15-1. Now, granted, he didn't do it by himself. Let's not go crazy. But again, Steve, we talked about this guy before the season. So that for those that didn't know him, well, here he is. You know, we waited a couple of years for this. here he is. Now the Yankees have a good quagmire. You went and got these third basemen and second basemen. But in baseball, the season being long, you know you're going to hit a roadblock. You know you're going to have injuries. So this is great. I mean, and Bird's going to come back. And the Yankee pitching, what could you say? Guys, let's be honest. The bullpen has been a little shady. Back in the day, the way to start and pitching is pitching now. Back in the day, it would have been lights out. Last year, I don't got to go back in the day. Last year, CeCe gets you six scoreless in and game's over. It's over. It's a wrap. The bullpen has been a little shaky, but they still find a way to win. This is the great thing about them. They don't have that tail between the legs and all the way down. Oh, you know what? We won six in a row. We were bound to lose a game. Yesterday was a great example of it. Up, down, up, walk off, game over, drive home safely. It's beyond fun to watch. But again, you know, this has been built for more than last year, this year, the next year. This is a long-term. I can't even imagine. I mean, when you equate this to, like, basketball and the way Golden State went and got all these players, they meshed them together and became, you know, minus a hiccup, a damn near dynasty in 4 years. This is what the Yankees are building toward. You look at the ages, guys. This ain't no flash in the pan roster. This is a roster going down the road quite a few years. If they could keep this together. And again, I go back to Brian Cashman, greatest GM in sports. He knows how to mix and match these pieces, bring them up, get a guy from here, get a guy from there. And it's fun to watch, guys, but let's be patient. And let's remember, this isn't a one-year shot. This is going to be something special for quite a few years.
All right, that is Dominic. Let's go to Jimmy, and then we go to Chandler, then Jordan. But Jimmy, what's going on? What's your thoughts of what you saw over the last week? And then we go to Chandler, then Jordan.
Well, let me tell you, this team is just crazy good right now. I mean, you know, the last person talks about the Houston series. I mean, they're exactly right. That was a series that I said to myself, if we take like two out of three, I'll be pretty happy about it. And we went to Houston, one of the toughest places to play, and you know we showed that was a real deal anymore. You know, when Houston saw us last year, they didn't know what was coming, and they thought they knew what was coming. Now we go there and we show them, hey, look, you know, we're not the same walk in the park when you guys played us last time. We're the real deal now, and you look at what Sonny Gray did. When he bounced back, yeah, you know, he had that shaky start against Houston, but he bounced back the other day, and it was just it just goes to show you can't, you know, as much as it's so easy to judge a pitcher, you know, you can't judge him by just one game. Everybody's gonna have a bad start. You know, when you have to, you gotta accept that. And you know, I give Sonny Gray a lot of credit. You know, he came back strong. And you know, the last thing I'll say is about, you know, Greg Bird. You know, Greg Bird coming back, he's supposed to have his rehab assignment. I read in a couple of days. So I mean, with him coming back, you know, with Judge and Sanchez and Torres, you think we're good now, folks? We're gonna be unstoppable when Bird comes back.
All right, that is Jimmy. Thank you very much, Jimmy. Let's go to Chandler and then go back to Jordan. But Chandler, tell us what you saw over the last week, Houston series, weekend series versus the Indians, and then we'll go to Jordan after that.
Hey, guys. I'm still looking, like I said, with Torres. I'm looking at his defense. I mean, I know he's been hitting, but I could care less about that. I'm looking at the fact that he's making plays as a converted rookie second baseman that you don't see 10-year veterans making. And it's not getting enough attention how much he stabilized that side of the infield and how well he's playing defensively. Just look at the play he made for Hermann. That's a veteran's play. To keep the game no hitter, I think it was in the fifth inning. You don't see rookie converted. Again, he's been a shortstop his entire life. He's only played second base for basically 16 games in the major leagues. And he's making those plays. That's the thing for me. You know, with all of the things, the Angels series to me was more impressive than the Astros series because, like I said to you, Steve, I thought the Houston series meant more to them than it did to us. But Anaheim has been a house of horrors for us for a long time. And Anaheim was playing well when we went in there. And we went in there, and that just, it wasn't even a contest. I thought that was great. I like what everybody's doing. I like what Andujar's doing. If you look at it, it's contributions from everywhere. They're not relying on the home run. That's the beauty of it. And, you know, with Hermann, when Montgomery comes back, you have a guy now you can put in a Ramiro Mendoza-type role. This team right now, and they're not even playing as well as they can because there's still two or three guys in that lineup that are scuffling. There's still a couple of guys in that lineup that are scuffling, so they still haven't hit, you know, that one stride where everybody's on fire because every team has one of those stretches for maybe 10 games where everybody's hitting. They still haven't gotten that yet. So to me right now, this is almost the best version of this team that we can see, and I think they can get better. You know, Gary still has to hit. Stanton still has to hit. Gardner is now scuffling. Hicks is now scuffling. So it's the way they're winning, which is, again, they're not relying on a home run. They're playing well defensively. I think Torres's his impact on the defense has been impressive. Andujar is playing impressive defensively, and the at-bats they're putting together, especially yesterday. Those were quality at-bats by guys. And, you know, I'm not concerned with who comes back because that'll happen when it happens. But I like the guys we have right now, and I just like what they're doing right now. Like I said, I'm just really impressed by what Torres is doing defensively because it's not something you see every day. I mean, right now he's playing Gold Glove caliber defense as a converted second baseman.
All right, that is Chandler. Thank you very much. Let's go to Jordan. Jordan, tell us about your thoughts over the last week with the Yankees, and then I'll sound off, and then we'll go back to Av. But Jordan, go ahead and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah. Good evening. Good evening, Steve. I want to say that the Yankees have been really impressive this past week.
Get in the car.
Did we lose you? All right, Jordan. Jordan, we'll come back to you. You're not good.
Not only that, I really find that Gleyber Torres has done well and they swept the Astros and then took two out of three from the Astros. And like they swept the Angels, like that was something. And now they went and swept the Cleveland Indians. So I'm really excited to see what is in store with the Yankees. I really hope that the Yankees can take two out of three or even swept the Red Sox when that season begins. But as for the starting pitching, the starting pitching still remains a concern for me, and you know it always has. Like Tanaka is a huge question mark in my opinion, and not only that, I'm not too crazy over Sonny Gray as well. Like Sonny Gray had a great start the last start, but I'm still not too crazy over him. The Yankees still need to get another good top tier starting pitching in pitcher in my opinion to solidify their starting of the pitching. The offense isn't what worries me; it's the pitching that worries me.
All right, thank you, Jordan. And Jordan makes a good point on Sonny Gray, and I'll sign off and we'll go back to Abigail and talk about this Red Sox series, but. I thought the last start for Sonny Gray was very excellent. Even the start before that, even settling down out there on the road trip, was a good quality start for him because it started all shaky, like I think Jimmy said that. And then on the game on Saturday, this is all you could really ask for out of Sonny Gray, because he did go six innings. He did strike out about seven people. He kept us in the game, and they did the right thing as far as Chapman being on the day of rest or whatever, going to Chad Green for a couple of innings. But Sonny Gray, I thought he was very effective. He's usually wasting a lot of pitches. He's usually just not being very efficient with his pitching. But I thought he was a little bit more comfortable this past start, this past Saturday, than I've seen him all season. But going back to, you guys have mentioned it with the series versus the Astros. I thought somebody said it. I think it was also Jimmy or no, Ray said it. The team has fight. And that game was pretty much over. The game with Tanaka started because they were up in the game. They lost the lead. They were down 5-3. They could have mailed it in and said, hey, you know what? We're over. They didn't quit. They manufactured runs. And I think this is where this team is more dangerous, when they're stopped relying on the long ball. I know they're capable of slapping a lot of home runs. They got the sluggers to do it. But you saw in the Anaheim series, especially that game, I think it was on Friday, manufacturing back-to-back innings with five runs. If they were to concentrate on that more, they no team in this league could touch them. Batting-wise, 1-9, it's just too much to go through the lineup at least three times. Going back to Domingo Germán on Sunday, that was excellent pitching, man. He had a lot of movement on his pitches, his fastballs. It was crazy, in and out of the zone. Had the players fooled for the batters, for the Indians. If some people did see my rants about Germán being taken out early because of the analytics, you guys know how I feel about that. I'm tired of that crap, and I know that's the way the sport is going. But you got to use common sense, man. Clevinger was doing well for the Indians. Germán could at least gone another inning, because I thought you could have brought in Betances in the eighth inning and did do what you did. But instead, you had Betances in there too long. It got to him. They went down 3-0. And then, of course, Gary Sanchez had to pass ball, making 4-0. Yeah, the Yankees scored three runs in the inning. But it's kind of putting a Band-Aid over a wound, where the analytics sometimes could get you into some trouble. When you see a guy willing and dealing like he was, I know he was kind of on a pitch count. They could have went another inning with him. Based off what I saw him keeping guys off, it was more to me about keeping pace with Clevinger against the Indians. But I was really irate about that Boone's decision. I thought Boone's ass got saved by the bats once again in the eighth and the ninth innings. So congratulations to Aaron Hicks, Neil Walker, the back-to-back doubles. We talk about Stanton getting on base in the Friday game and Andujar's walk-off single. We could talk about Gleyber Torres's a home run on Friday, his first major league home run, and then go back to Sunday with the walk-off. But, you know, some of those nights, if you make some manager hiccups, you could get a couple of L's. But nonetheless, the Yankees have been playing well. Sonny Gray, the last couple of starts, have been fine. And like Chandler said, he's talking about in the fifth inning, that ground ball with two outs, he made that play in short right field of getting a guy out to preserve the no-hitter at the time. Gleyber Torres' defense has been phenomenal, man. Great. And then same thing, of course, with Didi at shortstop. And Neil Walker contributed with the bat, especially in the ninth inning. It was really good to see. But you know what? I have a question, Ab. You could probably get this. We're going to talk about the Red Sox right now. Brett Gardner. For somebody who has a decent OPS, this guy's batting average is in the toilet. It's in the lowest it's been probably in his career. But yet he finds a way to get on the base. I don't know what he can do to get that batting average up, because it's really low for his standards. But it's kind of covered up in the sense of the Yankees are winning. He's got Judge behind him. He's got Didi and Sanchez. But now we got this series versus the Red Sox. We got Severino pitching on Tuesday, Tanaka on Wednesday, CeCe on Thursday, Pomperantz and going against Pomperantz and David Price. And Rick Porcello is having a phenomenal year for the Red Sox. It looks like another bounce-back year for him. But, Av, we got the matchup versus the Red Sox. I don't think this is the do-or-die series for the Yankees. I just think this is one of those just get revenge going up against them like we did against Fenway. But we're back in the race. So I would like to get this 2 out of 3 versus them. So what's your thoughts on the matchup versus the Red Sox, the second go-around? And then we'll go right back down.
Well, because it's only the second matchup with the Red Sox, it's not a do-or-die situation, but it would be a very good statement if they take over and take over first place and, you know, take two out of three or sweep the Boston Red Sox. I think that, you know, every game is – each game can be is very winnable. Pomerantz is having a good year. However, I just don't think that he's having a decent year. But his ERA is up in the sixes, and you know he has shown some parts of struggling. David Price kind of the same thing. You know he can you know he's kind of like taking the AJ Burnett approach where you know one day he's phenomenal and then the other day he's a disaster. And then the Porcello-CC matchup would be a very good pitcher's duel, especially considering that Porcello is, you know, his season, he is having a very good year. He's 5-0. You know, he's getting a lot of movement out of his fastball, and he's keeping it down deep in the zone, or he's even bouncing a couple, and he's getting quality outs. But then at the same time, CC is doing the same thing. The key thing for me is that the starters have to be able to go out there and give you six, at least six. We can't go with five and stretch out the bullpen because you're talking about the Boston Red Sox, a very patient at the plate kind of team, very disciplined, and these guys can very easily wear a starting pitcher out, and then by the third or fourth inning, you got a pitcher out there who's thrown 87 pitches. That's because you know, guys are just grueling at bats, fouling off a lot of tough pitches and drawing walks. You mentioned the Domingo Germán situation when he got pulled out, and I wanted to go back to that. I was pissed because when I realized it was due to analytics, I looked at his pitch. I mean, his pitch count, yes, he is a rookie, but he only pitched like 86 pitches. And the guy was getting ground outs. And it's like, dude, you could have like let him go seven and then play it by ear after that. You didn't have to take him out. I mean, Betances did okay for the first inning, but once you stretched him out too far and long, then that's bound to happen. I mean, Betances is shaky as it is, and you know if you got one clean inning, with Dellin pitching. Just call it a wrap and they're like, all right, bring in Chad Green, bring in somebody, you know, bring in Shreve, bring in somebody else other than leaving the Yankees out there, you know, to try to pitch the eighth. But you know what? At least the Yankees came out and won. And Chandler hit a very strong point with Bird and Drury and a lot of these guys, you know, who are not even in stride yet. That's how scary this team can really be. If this team, if all nine guys in that lineup are hitting everything hitting dust off the cover of the baseball. I mean, that's something to be scary, and that's why if you're a Yankee fan like myself and everybody on here, but me specifically, I'm feeling those tingles. They put an interesting stat. The Yankees haven't won 15 or 16 since the 1998 season. We all know what that season was like. That season was when that team was the most dominant thing on the face of the earth. They didn't go undefeated, but it almost felt like it because it was like you could 104, 108, 110 wins and 125 total, and they pretty much kind of like walked to the World Series trophy. That's kind of how this team feels right now. It's early, so anything can happen. You know, injuries can happen. Slumps are going to occur. You know, so other situations, can occur throughout the course of 162 games. But this team is scary good. And if you're a Yankee fan and you're thinking this is the best that they're doing, let's be realistic. It's not there yet. We're not even at full force yet. That's how so if you're a Yankee fan, I want to hear you hollering. I want to be walking down the streets of New York City, forget the Mets, even though they're okay, but they kind of come back to earth. I want to see, blue Yankee fitteds. I want to see the pinstripes being worn. I want to see Aaron Judge T-shirts, Jim Carlos Stanton T-shirts, whatever. But, yo, it's sick, and you're not going to get the best analysis anywhere else other than here on the Dugout with the Bleed Blue Show. But that's just me.
Knickerbocker Avenue. You know what? Good points on Shreve because I thought he had a nice bounce back on Sunday after what happened on Friday. So good for him as far as coming in and keeping it close the way they did so the Yankees could come back and do. I'm tired of the analytics, and we're going to go to Ray because Ray knows I'm tired of the analytics, man. It's a joke, man. I mean, just
– And they're bringing it to our Knicks, too. But that's, and you know what? They're bringing it to our Knicks, but, hey, we'll talk about that on Wednesday.
It's all a joke, man. Hey, let's go to Ray. Ray, what's your thoughts on this upcoming series, the pitching matchups? You got Severino versus Pomperantz, and then we got Tanaka and Price, and, of course – Porcello and CC, then of course the bats. They're bats. So how are you looking at the series starting on Tuesday versus the Red Sox?
Well, Steve, you know my feels about analytics, but anyway, I don't feel analytics either. Anyway, this series, let me tell you something. The way the Yankees are playing, I ain't worried. And the Red Sox, they think they're going to come in like they did about a month ago and do the same thing to us. This is not the same Yankee team they faced a couple weeks ago. This is a whole different ball game now. And the scary part about this team is we are outscoring teams. We are putting runs on the board. We are doing everything in the power to win games. And for this series, I might go out on a limb here, but don't be surprised if we sweep. Like, we sweep the series, too, because the Yankees are on cylinders now. And Servi, I know he's going to pitch a gem. Tanaka, he's been pitching real well, even though he's been getting the run support. That's why he's been winning. But he has been pitching real well. And I feel that in this series, if we're not seeing Chris Sale in this series, we have a great chance of sweeping the Red Sox as well. And that's what I got.
Do you have any concerns with Brett Gardner's leadoff position as far as getting on not getting on base, but his hitting? It's still kind of in the toilet for even to his standards, even all those years him and Ellsbury at the 1-2 slot, he's been doing a better job batting wise. Does this cause for concern when it comes to Gardner? Because I think this is getting overlooked despite all the winning. What's your thoughts on Gardner? We'll go to Dominic.
Oh, the Gardner thing, yeah, this is – I never seen Gardner batting this low, like batting average that low ever, yeah, as long as I've seen Brett Gardner play for the Yankees. It is a little concerning, but I noticed that, like, the other day, that game against Cleveland, like his at-bats, like you can tell he's getting his groove back, and hopefully little by little he comes back to the old Brett Gardner as far as batting goes. It is a little concerning, but I feel that Brett Gardner will eventually pick it up at some point. And if he does, then it's going to be lights out.
All right, cool. Thank you very much, Ray. Let's go to Dom. Dom, what's your thoughts as far as our nemesis, the Boston Red Sox? This series, the second one up until this point this year, what's your thoughts heading into this series with both teams at the top of the Major League Baseball with their records?
It's weird, Steve. Even going back to Gardner, and it falls right in line with what I'm gonna say next about the Yankees. Gardner's hitting .203, but his OPS is .576. That's strange. But what's even stranger, the Yankees' batting average is 11th, but their on base percentage is second. the Red Sox are second in batting average. Here we go with numbers. The Red Sox are second in batting average. The Yankees are second in batting average against. So it's weird when you get into total numbers. But I'd love 2 out of 3. I'd love a sweep. But, again, I'm not that kind of guy because I look more long-term down the road. I mean, what we're doing now is great, but we still got a long way to go. The one thing, though, guys, before I lose my train of thought, that's scaring me, I don't know how many guys go back. It ain't been that far. But Batances is starting to remind me of Jabba Chamberlain. Remember, Jabba was the hot item, and then all of a sudden you thought he caught one of the Steinbrenners cheating on his wife. He couldn't get out his own way, and it took us forever to get rid of him. Not saying get rid of Batances, don't get me wrong. But to me, when I watch this, because I go back with the Yankees, for some strange reason, he's starting to remind me of Jabba Chamberlain. And that aggravated. Again, I don't know how many guys go back that far with this guy. But he couldn't get out his own way. And I'm thinking, why don't they try to get rid of this guy? He's becoming a thorn in our side. But that being said, he's lucky to be in a bullpen that he's in. It's almost like Boone says, you know what, Steve? I'm going to throw him out there to see. And then it's one out of every four times you throw him out there, he does something good. But this series is going to be weird, guys. I'm looking at the stats, slugging percentage. Boston 1, Yankees 3rd. You know, and the batting average for and against is remarkable. Because remember, a lot of people get stuck on the Sanchez's, Judge, Stanton. The Yankees are pitching. I was putting this out all week. I think they held the Astros to like 7 runs in 4 games. They totally demolished them on the mound. And it was like a flip of last year. Remember, in the playoffs. Let's not forget, guys, the Yankees were the baby bombers last year and went one game away from getting to the World Series because the Astros pitching was that dominant in the playoffs. And the Yankees seem to have flipped that script. And a lot of us, of course, we love offense, and Chandler brought up a good point. This kid Torres could actually play the field. But it's the Yankees pitching. And again, it's almost vice versa from last year. If you could combine their starting pitching of this year to what their bullpen was doing last year, we might be undefeated. The bullpen has blown quite a few games this year, the ones that we've lost. The starting pitching has gone out there, like you said, Steve, with the young kid that pitched yesterday, with this analytics. I don't want to curse. What analytics do you throw in for a guy that's 20 years old, 21 years old? What is his arm going to fall off at 20 years old? Really? I mean, what did we sign him for? Oh, you could only throw 70 pitches. That's where you go off the ledge with that numbers stuff. If a guy's pitching a no-hitter, I don't know. I'm going to milk that till it's dry. Plus, Cleveland wasn't hitting. I mean, he's pitching a no-hitter, but they weren't even getting close. Other than the play Torres made, they weren't even close to getting a hit. And this kid's pitching his behind off. And then you go to the bullpen, which, I say, has been failing us lately. Failed us again. And Hicks and Torres bailed him out. It's a strange season. But the Red Sox-Yankees, of course, is the greatest, you know, rivalry in sports. So we get to see it again this week. And again, guys, while we're so stuck on the hitting, the pitching is doing a hell of a job. And we're going to see, and I think you brought it up. One of y'all brought it up. Sales ain't even pitching. Price, we know Price. Price is hit or miss. He probably has one playoff win his whole career. Really good regular season pitcher, but now Red Sox-Yankees sort of mirrors a playoff game. Can he withstand that pressure? I don't know, but it's going to be a hell of a pitching matchup, guys. We're too stuck on this hitting, but the Yankees pitching may be just what gets them through this series.
All right, thank you very much, Dominic. Let's go back to Jimmy. Jimmy, what's your thoughts as Yankees-Red Sox as we got this pitching matchup with Severino, Tanaka, CeCe? We got our 1, 2, and 3 versus Pomperaz and Price and, of course, Purcell. The Red Sox played very well in Texas. I watched a little bit of the Texas series and, you know, I guess you could say soft scouting or South fan scouting. The Red Sox are playing well. They've kind of held their own on their part of their schedule. But, Jimmy, what's your thoughts as far as Yankees Red Sox this week?
Oh man. You know, I think it's going to be a really fun series, you know, like what was already said, you know, these aren't the same Yankees that Boston saw the last time around, you know. Plus, you know, we're at home where we shine right now, and the matchup I'm really looking forward to in this series, as far as pitching goes, is CeCe against Porcello, man. You know, you got CeCe who's been looking. He's been looking vintage right now. You know, he's almost been looking as good as he was, way back when he was with the Indians. He's got that retro feel on him right now. You know, he's just unstoppable. You know, and as far as the other pitching matchups, you know, I think Severino's gonna be lights out. He looked really good. He looked really good his last start. You know, and
No, I think Tanaka, you know, everybody's saying, oh, you know, Tanaka's so bad, but, you know, he only had that one lousy start, you know, ever since then he's turned it around. So there's going to be a fun series, and let's kick some butt, guys.
let me ask you this. What about the bats for the Red Sox? What about Mookie Betts? And J.D. Martinez has actually played well since the Yankees series the first time around. How do you fear the Red Sox bats with the Yankees, the way the Yankees have been pitching with Severino, the way he's pitched the last time we've seen him? What's your thoughts as far as their bats versus Yankees pitching?
I'm not really too worried, to be honest. You know, Mookie Betts is really good, but you know, like I said, you know, if we pitch the way that we've been pitching, especially our starting pitching, it's gonna be really, really hard for Boston to get anything together, no matter who's up. So you know, we'll see how it goes.
All right, cool. Thank you very much, Jimmy. Chandler, what's your thoughts as this series? We talked about this in the AL East preview show before the season, and we talked about a lot of the players that the Red Sox are bringing to the table. Surprisingly, J.D. Martinez is doing better than I think we both thought, especially playing in a bigger city, bigger market. But what's your thoughts going into the series? I'm not saying this is like the end-all, be-all, but just how are you looking at this from a fan perspective?
Well, I mean, Martinez has been playing fine, but, I mean, Mookie Betts has continued to be nicked up. He's hurt again. They got him day-to-day where he got hit in the shoulder. I think it was Sunday, and they had to take him out of the game. It's about the third or fourth game where he's been a little nicked up. So I'm interested to see whether he plays all three games, because I don't think he does, which helps us. Pomeranz has been okay. The guy I want to see pitch for us is CeCe, because I want to see somebody get hit within the first three batters, because CeCe's hitting somebody within the first three batters because they haven't forgotten what happened. I don't think Severino does it, and I know Tanaka's not going to do it because that's just not how he's wired, but CeCe's hitting somebody in the first three batters. So that game is really interesting to me. The David Price game is interesting because I think if he continues to struggle for them, I think they release him at some point. If he continues to struggle, I just think they DFA him and eat the money and keep it moving, in which case he might not be a bad pickup for a contending team where maybe he can get with another left-hander and learn how to pitch with reduced velocity. But I think Price is an interesting guy with them because I think they have to make a decision with him sooner rather than later. He's 1-5, man. He's awful with them right now. He's awful. And that's going to be interesting because that means they're then going to have to make a move to replace him. Well, what are you going to do to replace him? Because we all know Chris Sale is going to tire by the end of the year. He's done it every season of his career. What's to say that suddenly he's going to change? He still only weighs 100 pounds soaking wet. After 6 months of pitching, he's going to tire. So I think the David Price game is interesting. I want to see CC pitch. But I think we're going to give up some runs, unlike what we've been doing. But I think we got some guys that are poised to break out. And with Gardner, I'm not a huge Gardner fan, but I'm not really concerned because he's having good at-bats and he's not striking out. He's hitting a lot of balls that are being caught. So his average is low, but if you look at his at-bats, he's putting the ball in play, they're just catching it. You know, at law of averages says that's gonna come around. So I think this weekend, these next 3 days are going to be cool. I personally think we sweep. Because I'm not afraid of any of their pitchers. The only guy I think is going to give us a hard way to go is Porcello, and then you just got to make him throw a lot of pitches. But I think we take all three games.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun series. Now that you saw what this team is getting a little bit warmed up, talking about our Yankees. I think the game I'm really watching is, like you said, Chandler, the CC versus Porcello game, because last time we saw Porcello, he overwhelmed the Yankees that game back in Fenway. He had the Yankees really off guard. The Yankees could barely get in. I think they only had two hits that game throughout his start in the seven innings that he pitched. He pitched well on Friday versus Texas. He struck out eight people. Severino, last time Severino faced these guys, He got lit up that opening game. I think he wants a little bit of revenge. And I think a lot of Yankee fans, and I'm putting myself in that hat, where since that start in Fenway, I'm still on the fence with Severino to a degree, because I think he's come around a little bit, but it's more about consistency, and he's shown up versus good quality teams since the Boston series. So I want him to duplicate what he's been doing since Fenway. The bats for the Red Sox have been hitting well as well. So the Yankees, the pitching is going to be tested. I'm going to be concerned because when it comes to the pass balls, Ray already knows where I'm going with this, and Ab probably do too. I know Gary Sanchez has been hitting home runs, and I think it's kind of a cover-up over his defense. We saw it on Sunday with the pass ball, getting some runs going as far as for the opposing team. I think – I don't know how you're going to go around that. Maybe we may see a little bit of Romine. Maybe we see Sanchez DH. I'm going to be quite interested to see how Boone's going to do this lineup the next three games. Like I said, it's not the end-all, be-all. But since we're here in the hunt, we want to at least keep the momentum, putting the pressure on that team versus the Red Sox, because we got Oakland after that, and then a couple of games versus the Nationals. I think it's in D.C. So we're going to go around for Final Thoughts Avenue. This is the Dugout Podcast Nemesis episode. Your final thoughts, Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum. Tell everybody how you can be found on social media as well. And, of course, we'll be back on Wednesday talking on your platform, the Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum, talking to our Knicks and, of course, NBA playoffs. But, Av, your final thoughts on this episode with the Yankees and Major League Baseball.
At Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at Knickerbocker Av. You can find me on Wednesday night talking this Knicks along with Dom and Chandler and Steve and every one of the great stakeholders that call in and contribute constantly. But the final thought is that I'm going to leave it very short and sweet. I posted it on my personal Facebook page, and I know, Steve, you saw it. This team can't be stopped, and it won't be stopped. Number 28 is on the way. So the rest of Major League Baseball, watch the F out, because the Yankees are coming. That's all I got to say, bro.
Knickerbocker Avenue, ladies and gentlemen. See him on social media talking sports and, of course, on his platform on Wednesday with the NBA. Thank you very much, Av. Ray, your final thoughts, KGYR. Capo, your final thoughts on the Yankees. And also, Ray is also the official captain of the Giancarlo Stanton Fan Club. Ray, your final thoughts.
Yeah. Yo, Steve, you know what? I'm about to start a joke. Giancarlo Stanton on fan club page. Nah, let me stop. Listen. I'm just looking forward to this series, and I'm telling you, man, I see sweet. It's either two out of three, or I see sweep, and I hope so. And this Yankee team keeps on going, keeps getting better, man. 28 is coming home. That's all I got.
That is Ray, ladies and gentlemen. KGYR Capo, thank you very much. And Dominic DiNardo, DP, on Twitter, your final thoughts on our Yankees.
It's been fun so far. Let's just enjoy it. And remember, we got 130, 40 games left. So what's happening now can come to fruition. But it's a long-term plan, guys. This is great to watch, and we'll be watching it for the next few years. Steve, as always, I appreciate this forum. It's so much more uplifting than them Wednesday nights, no shade. But we got something to look forward to. just remember, I think the Yankees are 40. Yeah, go ahead.
You have to say the same thing that me and Brayson just said. I'm sorry. I thought you got to end it. You got to say number 28's on the way.
Oh, 28's on the way. 28's on the way, guys. Thanks again, guys. I love it, man.
Shout out to Dominic DiNardo, DP, on Twitter. Thank you very much. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, your final thoughts on the Yankees over the weekend versus the Cleveland Indians, and on to the nemesis, the Red Sox. Your final thoughts, Jimmy.
Yeah, man, like I said, I think if we pick the way we're picking right now, we're gonna take this series, man. A sweep is not out of the question, man. Yeah, you know, of course we're gonna give up. You know, of course I think we're gonna give up some. You know, we're gonna give up some runs here and there, but we're gonna win. We're gonna win the game. We're gonna find ways to win games. You know, we did it against Cleveland, we did it against Houston, and I don't think I don't think this series is going to be much different. So I'm looking forward to it, man. Let's kick some butts. 28's coming.
20 is coming. I like that. Jimmy, thank you very much on your final thoughts. Chandler, your final thoughts. Night Chandler 7 on Twitter. Your final thoughts too, sir.
Well, with Gleyber Torres here, Tyler Wade, it was really nice knowing you. We'll see you when you come to visit us in another uniform. And Aaron Boone, stop burning out the damn bullpen. Seriously, start letting guys go deep. You got to stop killing the bullpen. These guys aren't built to throw 30 pitches. That's all for me, man.
You know, I was thinking the same thing over the weekend in some of the posts on Twitter, that he's more Captain Hook than Girardi. He couldn't wait to get to that bullpen. It's like, you know what? Any sense of danger, Boone, I'm hooking him. I'll try one more time. Please tell everybody how everybody can find the Gear Drift podcast as well, man. I mean, it's a great platform. You got to share it.
Yeah, Gear Drift podcast is on Spreaker. I'm actually going to have a new episode up tomorrow talking about the Vets Choice program, which is about to be defunded. But, yeah, it's called Gear Drift podcast. It's on Spreaker, and I'm going to have a new episode up tomorrow talking about the Vets Choice program.
Night Chandler 7 on Twitter, thank you very much. And for the final thoughts, for my final thoughts, I'm getting ready for the series. I might even turn off the NBA, man. I'm going to be full focused on this series. It's not the, like I said, it's not the end-all, be-all, but you would like to see this team keep it going. And if the Yankees were to get swept, and I don't think they will, but knock on wood, if they would, you know, I still don't think it's the end of the world, but I really believe that they have played very well versus the best teams in the AL. And I would say the rest of the schedule is meatloaf, but there's not a lot of competition after this series versus Boston record-wise. A lot of the teams are very subpar, trying to find their way in the American League, got to go against the Nationals and so on and so forth. But love the way that guys have been hitting, especially Andujar in big moments. I know his average kind of dipped, but his approach in the plate, but he's getting big hits and winning games for us. And Gleyber Torres, man, I mean, defensively he's been spectacular. The home runs on Friday and the game winner on Sunday has been great. Aaron Hicks, man, I mean, give credit with that big double leading off the ninth inning, man. This team doesn't quit, man. I like the fact that they put up a lot of pressure on Cody Allen. I know Francona was shaking in his boots, knowing that they were coming, and he had nobody to go to in that bullpen without Andrew Miller. And we took advantage. And let's be real, though. Now, even though we did beat Cleveland, we swept them. We did not see their top guns, but nonetheless, you play who you got to play. Like, the Yankees got to play the Red Sox. We got to play them without them having Sale. They got to go up against us. So it is what it is. So for Knickerbocker Avenue, Rayson, Dominic, Jimmy, Jordan, Jimmy Chandler, and Jordan, myself, this episode will be on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps on your smartphone devices, and, of course, on the website, bleedblueshow.com. Guys, it's been a fun episode. We will
say
be back next Monday.
Say it,
on the road to 28. On the road to 28.
There you go.
On the road to 28. All right. Got to go. Sangreas will be back next Monday. Bleed Blue.
Bleed Blue.
Can
you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue. I'll tweet you on the episode because that's kind of like giving credit for coming on, and I see it. So I'm gonna tweet you right now, and I'm gonna tag you on the post when the episode, like, you know, this episode we are on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn. So if you have a smartphone, if you have iTunes for an iPhone or Podcast Republic or TuneIn for your Android phone, if you look up the Bleed Blue Show, like, this episode will be on there in the next, I don't know, 20 minutes maybe. So you could download it, share with your friends. Like, hey, man, you know, I was talking baseball. Hear me out. You know, listen to what I had to say. So you could share it like that. And we're here every Monday. So usually when the Yankees do not play, like tonight, we're on at 9 o'clock. But when the Yankees do play on a Monday, we're on immediately after the game, like ASAP, like as soon as the game is over.
Oh, that's so. good. That's good, man. It was definitely fun, man. My first time, and I also enjoy the Facebook group too. I mean, it's really active. I love it.
Yeah, we're going to have a ball tomorrow, man. That post is going up for the Red Sox tomorrow. We're going to have a ball, man. So the whole point of that group is to have fun, man. It's just to talk sports, talk smack, have a clown, have a good time, enjoy life, and have fun, man. So that we're going to post that episode in the group as well. Probably tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll post it up tomorrow. So we're definitely going to give you credit, man. I'm going to shout you out, man.
Oh, yeah. It's a pleasure, Steve. You're a great guy. I can't wait to do it. All again next Monday, man. Go Yanks, buddy.
Yeah, go Yanks. Go Yanks. And tell Jordan, say thank you for telling you about the show. And I got to let her know that her background noise was crazy loud. Couldn't even hear her. But I got to let her know next time. Like, when you come on a podcast or any show, just like you got to make sure you're in a quiet place like you are right now so you be able to speak, because it's really hard to hear people when they got the noise in the background. But, you know, she's awesome, man. Jordan's awesome. So I'm going to share this right now, man. So I'll see you in the group, and we'll definitely be talking Yankees all week. You already know. And then we'll see you on Twitter and also Facebook. All right,
man. You take care, buddy. Have a good night, my man.
All right.